know, had a broader vision of what the university might become.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also he was much more oriented towards good relations with Madison and things of that sort. Before that time, presidents tended to be very much campus-oriented, and starting with him, they were much more oriented towards the external world. When controversies would come up, he was more likely to, you know, observe them and so forth. I remember, as a matter of fact, one time his saying to me that it was sort of a philosophy with him that 90% of the problems that occurred eventually disappeared if you didn't do anything.
He was not surrounded by the, I'm going to say this kindly, by the vice presidential level that could give him the support that he needed in that kind of growth.
Right.
He had more or less inherited them. They had been here. They weren't strong.
They were old people. They were relatively old at the time, and so maybe it was just generational.
And they made it very clear where their first allegiance, first concerns were, and that was with the hierarchy, the system hierarchy.